This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know, I come from a meat family. My dad was in the cattle business his entire life. We're a meat family. And I did not know that JBS was the world's largest meat processor, but it was hit with a ransomware attack this week, most likely from Russia, that forced the company to shut down 9 beef plants across the United States.
Weren't meat prices already crazy high?
Absolutely. You buy a steak at the store and see what that costs. It's ridiculous.
I'm not going to be beef. We do, Mr. President. I'm not going to be no danged vegan, but I don't know. Maybe I got to go with the bologna for a while.
And the White House believes the ransomware attack came from that same criminal organization based in Russia that had to do with other things. So what is going on there? Why are they so brazenly attacking our big companies? Our biggest pipeline, our biggest meat company.
I think because they're greedy. I just think it's thieves.
I hope you're right. I don't think you are.
Yeah. Let's wait and find out. I, for one, unlike the idiot media, don't need to immediately latch onto a conclusion and then ignore and or ban anything to the contrary. Mentioned this very briefly yesterday. Wanted to hit you with this because this is some of my favorite writing so far of the year. And it's Matt Taibbi. Talking about the immediate rejection of the lab leak theory last year just because Trump said it. And he starts with a discussion of this new trend in journalism where they're out and proud saying you don't need to publish both sides because if one side is clearly good and the other side is evil or misinformation, journalists are not obligated to publish both sides, which has long been the tradition. And here's what Matt Taibbi says, one of the great truth tellers of our time. But objectivity was never about giving equal time and weight to both sides. It's just an admission that the news business is a high-speed operation whose top decision makers are working from a knowledge level of near zero about most things, and at best is making an honest effort at hitting the moving target of truth. I love that, acknowledging that especially the hires up don't know squat about squat. Like fact-checking itself, the on the one hand and the other hand format is just a defense mechanism. These people say X, these people say Y. And because the jabbering mannequins we have reading off our teleprompters actually know jack about it, we'll let the passage of time sort out the difficult bits. And the public used to appreciate the humility of that approach, but what they get from us more often now are sanctimonious speeches about how reporters are intrepid seekers of truth who sleep next to God and gobble amphetamines so they can stay awake all night defending democracy from misinformation. But once you get past names, dates, and whether the sky that day was blue or cloudy, the worst kind of misinformation is, in journalism is to be too sure about anything. That's especially true when dealing with complex technical issues, and even more especially when official sources seem invested in eliminating discussion of alternative scenarios of those issues. And then, he says, from the start, the press mostly mishandled COVID-19 reporting. Part of this was because nearly all of the critical issues, mask use, lockdowns, viability of vaccine programs, and so on, were marketed by news companies as culture war narratives. A related problem had to do with news companies using the misguided notion that the news is an exact science to promote the worst misconception that science is an exact science. This led to absurd spectacles like news agencies trying to cover up or denounce as falsehood the natural reality that officials had evolving views on things like the efficacy of ventilators or mask use, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's really good. And part of the pretext to that is he was talking about the whole fact-checking trend. They're desperately trying to not look 100% partisan. They're trying to find a way to say we're trying to find the truth because they've abandoned the old humble thing of detractors, on the other hand, disagree and say, for instance, the Wuhan lab think is Wuhan lab theory is reasonable because X, Y, and Z. Just throw that in. Have the humility to throw that in, even if your chosen government officials say they don't believe it.
So this just across from Gizmodo, which keeps an eye on everything tech, kind of in line with what you're just talking about. Twitter may start labeling your tweets based on how wrong you are. One of the many social media companies that's trying to keep up with misinformation, its latest attempt to move the needle looks to be a tiered warning label system that changes based on how wrong you are. Who's determining that? So far, there are three levels of misinformation on tweets. One label is get the latest. Another is stay informed. And one is labeled misleading.
You know, that's funny. We just got a note from alert listener Sean, who said, I reposted an article you guys posted, Critical Race Theory, Coming to a School Near You, and it's been blocked / deleted by Facebook, along
really?
With any comments I'd received.
Wow.
Yeah, Facebook is now banning any critical discussion of critical race theory. Beautiful. You're freaking evil, Zuckerberg. You are. And I'm sure you'll have me killed in the night. You know, the pillow over my head, one of your, fact checkers. Well, that's fine.
So
they keep calling you out.
So the wrath of Mark.
So this woman named Wong, who reverse engineers popular apps to uncover features still in development, shared a screenshot of her efforts experimenting with Twitter's new tier system of how wrong your tweet might be.
Ah.
For example, she tweeted, snorted 60 grams of dihydrogen monoxide and I'm not feeling so well now. Which triggered a get the latest label with information about water.
Dihydrogen monoxide, the chemical name for water.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
When she tweeted, in 12 hours, darkness will ascend in parts of the world. Stay tuned. A stay informed label popped up, prompting users to learn more about the concept of time zones. And when she tweeted, we eat, turtles eat, therefore we are turtles. Twitter slapped a misleading label on her post, noting that it's a logical fallacy. Well, that's pretty good.
Well, fair enough. Unless she's a turtle.
Anyway.
Maybe she was a turtle to begin with. But anyway. That's correlation, not causation. So I support Twitter and their brave efforts to eliminate misinformation.
Of people claiming to be turtles.
Really? False! False claims of turtlehood! Unfriggin' believable. I'm telling you.
Is there any chance that the effort to censor some information doesn't end up being worse than just letting it go?
That was like a quadruple negative. I'm not sure what you're asking me.
All these efforts just seem to be doing more harm than good.
Yes, the cure has so far been far worse than the disease.
With the number one example being what we're just talking about, the Wuhan lab leak. If the biggest communication companies are going to immediately jump on what's okay and what's not okay in terms of a theory, wow, that has a major influence. You know, we'll never know what it would have been like a year ago if Facebook, Twitter, and, the rest of the mainstream media had thought, maybe it leaked out of that Wuhan lab. Let's look into it. Let's follow every lead we get. Let's talk to every whistleblower that could possibly come forward. If a whole year ago, what sort of pressure that might have put on China if immediately more information had come out about that? when there was still time to even get any of the evidence. Maybe they would have been under enough world pressure to get the WHO in there earlier when they could have actually found anything before the China started destroying all the evidence.
Right, and given the point that, given the fact that we're at some sort of tipping point between the Western system and the Chinese totalitarian communist system, as the rest of the world looks at which system works better, I mean, that's, the impact is far, far beyond a question of calling them out for leaking the Chinese bat flu. I mean, the impact, the stakes are enormously high. They're almost incomprehensibly high. And yeah, if only the social media and the Washington Post, who just the other day published a story, suddenly the Wuhan lab leak theory seems very credible. No, not suddenly, just suddenly to you. But if all of those people, including social media, had said, okay, here's a letter from 19 scientists saying we don't think it was a lab leak. Let me think. There are like 75 million scientists just in North America. Why don't we ask some other ones? Why don't we be a little skeptical here? And then, what you're talking about, Jack, the world could have come together and said to China, you're letting our guys in now, or we are going to presume you unleashed this on the world. Can you imagine how different that would have been? And it was the American media and social media that carried the Chinese communist water for them and ran interference for them at the very time, really the only time, an investigation would have been fruitful.
So we've got a couple of Amazon stories for you. You can now be a pothead and work at Amazon, apparently.
Good Lord.
A stoner. And their failed mission on eliminating the worst workers at Amazon, how they approach that. Joe's going to fill in the details.
Yeah, they hire people just so they can fire them. It's a beautiful example of unforeseen consequences of policy.
Also, Nancy Pelosi's just made an announcement that might seem confusing on the face of it, so we could get into that all on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, parents. Have you ever wondered how to talk to your kids about the crazy things happening in the world? As great as schools can be, they often don't teach important things like hard work, how to start a business, the golden rule, or how the economy works. But kids need to learn about big ideas like these, which means it's up to you. So, how do you go about it? By telling your kids stories. And that's the power behind the beautifully illustrated Tuttle Twins books. The Tuttle Twins is a series of children's books that have sold over 2 million copies already. These books teach important ideas that teachers and textbooks don't really discuss. And they make it super easy for you to help your kids learn the values that our country was founded upon. If you want to help your kids understand how the world works so they can be a positive part of it, go to TuttleTwinsRadio.com to get your set of books. You'll get a 35% off discount and free activity workbooks, too. That's TuttleTwinsRadio.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit LexiconServices.com to learn more or request a demo.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Set me free, what's up, you babe? Get out my life.
Stoners can now work at Amazon. Fantastic.
Yeah, my God. Pot addicts.
So Nancy Pelosi just announced that she will not, there will not be a January 6th commission come out of the House. So we haven't gotten into that a lot, and I don't plan to here. The back and forths and the wrangling over this and that study of the insurrection on January 6th. This is the thing that you need to know, though. There are plenty of committees that are already investigating this. It will be investigated. A particular committee not happening is cable news fodder, but it will be investigated.
Wow.
By journalists and congressional committees. You can't stop journalists from looking into it. And
that is
congressional
nowhere,
committees.
Nowhere in the news media.
Oh, there are a bunch of different committees that have the subpoena power and it's their bailiwick to look into that sort of thing. And it will happen. It will go forward.
Right.
And Nancy did the interesting thing. She did the same thing that she did with impeachment, where she didn't actually want to win impeachment. She thought it was a political win somehow to... Remember, draft the articles of impeachment in such a way that it'd be impossible to get in Republican buy-in?
Oh, right. Because then she could paint the Republicans as, you know.
And when she first announced this...
Trump slaves.
When she very first announced this idea of forming a commission to look into it, she made it clear that it was going to be a very partisan, Democrat-led, no Republican buy-in thing, and to which Republicans went crazy and cable news went crazy and everything like that. And so it poisoned the well on that. And she thought it was apparently a good strategy to try to make the Republicans once again look like they're just, they won't cooperate on anything.
Well, I tell you this, I spent a couple of minutes, and just a couple of minutes, because it makes me insane, on some of the musician-oriented Twitter that I'll occasionally dial into, and the day that Mitch McConnell said, no, we're not going forward on this, it was all the GOP is a cancer. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, so maybe your strategy...
Lawless.
Maybe your strategy was working that way, then.
Oh, I think it does. Yeah, I think it does. Absolutely.
Stoners at Amazon!
Oy, so you're fired up about this, huh?
No.
Your package could end up in Dubuque. They're so high.
Oh, you ordered...
Unless you're in Dubuque. That's a poor example.
You ordered pencils and they send you a book. The guy's stoned.
I'm just stoned.
Ah, listen to that.
Amazon said Tuesday it'll stop testing job seekers for marijuana.
Well, because you don't know if they got high 3 days ago or on their way in.
The second largest private employer in the United States, behind who? Who's the biggest private employer in the United States?
Walmart?
Walmart is correct. But Amazon is second. Is making the change as states legalize marijuana. It just obviously needs to happen. It can't be legal to smoke pot in your state, but you won't hire anybody who does that. That makes no sense whatsoever.
They will develop a test at some point to figure out whether you're stoned. You know?
Currently
if you're
stoned?
Yeah, if you're stoned on the job, that's no good.
Bring up Taco Bell and see how quickly the other person says it's a good idea. That's your test.
But I've never taken a test at work to see if I'm drunk. It's just your behavior that...
In spite of my urging management to conduct one.
It's your behavior.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Nothing.
Answer that, Joe.
I don't think they need... Do they need a test at work?
You know, this may shock you. I actually, I smoked the hippie cabbage at one point. I was abducted by armed lunatics who forced me to. And I actually, there were times that I did not feel like 100% sharp the next morning either. Well, and if so, I was doing some sort of job that depended on sharpness.
Worse than being hungover? I've done this job and many others so hungover I can barely stand.
Well, luckily, nothing's at stake here, really. We're not manufacturing surgical implements here. Hand me the scalpel. Wait a minute. This is a spoon. This is as dull as a spoon.
Is being hungover from pot worse in terms of being productive than being hungover from booze? I don't know the answer.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
My experience would be no.
Okay.
My abduction was many years ago.
Similar?
No, not even close.
Okay.
Depends how hungover you were in either scenario. But anyway, speaking of Amazon, as they say in Britain, I found this story interesting on its own, and then as an example of what Jack was talking about yesterday, the Goodhart Law, where once, Sean, please.
When a measure becomes a target, it ceases to become a good measure.
Right.
Or it ceases to be a good measure.
You gain the system to just try to hit that target, and human nature apparently is you will do things that are counterproductive for the company.
Sure.
Or the organization to reach that target.
And the great divide, I think, is do you understand how people really behave, or do you live in a dream world where they'll behave the way you think they should behave? It's former realism, but the story is Amazon had the policy that managers are expected to, either voluntarily or through termination, get rid of a specific number of employees every year. They call it the unregretted attrition rate. And measuring it can be an important tool for helping managers gain perspective. If a manager knows it's normal to lose a certain percentage of employees each year, they're going to think, all right, who are our 90% best?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep them. Look at the other side of the coin, if you like. The problem, though, is that's not what's happening. Instead, managers are hiring people they otherwise wouldn't or shouldn't just so they can later fire them to hit their goal, which completely defeats the point.
Obviously.
Since if the metric's based on sound business principles, there are people keeping their jobs who shouldn't at the expense of sacrificial lambs. If you want to incentivize your managers to a specific goal, it's got to be that specific goal. It's got to be productivity. You can't have an artificial measure. People will game the system to meet that goal. Graduation rates was an example we used earlier.
Look for examples in your workplace. You'll probably find them.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I was just reading this long article in the New York Times that I was going to quote from, but it's too long and complicated to pull out any nuggets, really, just the overall message of it. And the New York Times, by the way, if you're interested in the Afghanistan story at all, they're doing such great work. They've got an ongoing feature there with a number of reporters. I guarantee you they're going to win a Pulitzer Prize for this. But really good stuff about the war in Afghanistan, how it started, what it was like, what it's like now as we pull out. And it's amazing how little attention this is getting, having been there now for 20 years. But the current article in the feature is called the Afghanistan Dispatch, and it's an ongoing thing in the New York Times. And again, if you have any interest in that story, I highly recommend it. But the current article is about a Marine going back to a base that he fought at 11 years ago. He was there in 2010. And when Barack Obama had got elected on the idea of we're going to surge in Afghanistan, we're going to fight the correct war, not the stupid war in Iraq, we're going to fight the right war in Afghanistan, and we did a big surge there. And this guy and a whole bunch of others went to some of these rocky outposts in the middle of nowhere, determined to defeat the Taliban and bring democracy to southern Afghanistan. And now he revisits it, and it's just, well, at one point he says, what was that all for? Why did we even do that? I mean, it's just, there's nothing to show for it.
Yeah, not only did it not work, it didn't come close to working.
Didn't come
close to
working.
And was doomed from the beginning. You know,
absolutely.
You could say 20/20 hindsight, but
it's still an outpost that the Afghan security forces that were on our side still hold on to barely, but they're surrounded by Taliban, and it's just our regular dropping of ammunition and food and that sort of thing that keeps the little outpost going. But, I mean, it's pointless. It almost gets to the Goodhart Law. Practically, if some goal was to have a certain number of outposts, okay, you've got an outpost there, but what's it accomplishing? Not a freaking thing. It's just a group of people on a rock in the middle of nowhere that we drop supplies to every now and then so they can continue to hold it until the moment we leave completely and they'll be overrun by the Taliban, like, within an hour.
So here's a devil's advocate question for you about Afghanistan. Were it not for the history of the thing, why we started there, and how there was the surge and trying to bring Jeffersonian democracy to a bunch of goat herders, et cetera, who have less than zero interest in it. If it were not for the history, would there be any particular reason for Americans to be paying a lot of attention to it?
Nope, there would not be.
I mean, because we have special forces all over the world. What was the latest count? I don't remember, but it was in an astounding number of places.
No, there's all kinds of places in the world where horrible, horrible things happen. And people live miserable lives, and we don't pay any attention to it or feel like we need to fix it.
True enough. Speaking of which, I have three stories for you here. I think three. Two are grim, and two are about children. One of them is both, unfortunately. I'm going to ease into it. I'm going to have a light touch. Don't tune out, please. I read this story, and I thought, well, I'll read you the lead. A group of prison guards are under fire after apparently not noticing that a self-proclaimed Satanist and convicted killer beheaded and dissected his cellmate.
Oof.
Now, I was thinking, oh, this is one of these stories. It's from some godforsaken third world hellhole and, you know, whatever. It's sensational.
No! Turns out it's Santa Monica.
Well, it's Corcoran State Prison in Cal Unicornia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this guy, Jamie Osuna, apparently killed, decapitated, and dissected the body of his cellmate with an improvised knife, which is bad enough. But the guards at Corcoran State, where Osuna and Romero were incarcerated, reported after their rounds that both men were alive and well and resting comfortably in their bunks, even after the grisly murder took place.
Jeffrey Epstein is asleep in his bed. I just went and checked.
the death and subsequent failure of guards to report it have drawn calls for investigations into why the poor fellow was placed in a cell in the first place with this Osuna character who has a history of attacking his cellmates. And apparently, the LA Times is saying the California Department of Corrections and Rehab was incompetent at best in investigating and disciplining anybody. I have some actual friends who are corrections officers. Fellas, I hope you're better than that. If somebody is in like 11 pieces in the cell, you probably shouldn't fill out the form saying they're great.
If they looked at all. No. I think that happens all the time. That's what we learned from the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I think more than anything else is they just write down on the piece of paper, yeah, made the rounds, checked the cells.
Yeah, and this guy who ended up, he fell to pieces. This guy, he was not a good guy. But he had not been sentenced to that.
No.
So, yeah, we have a responsibility. Anyway, moving along. Probably not quickly enough. This is also grim, but it is incredibly important. The CEO of the Children's Hospital of Colorado just declared a state of emergency in pediatric mental health. They said the pediatric emergency departments and inpatient units are being overrun with kids attempting suicide and suffering from other forms of major mental health illness because the teachers' unions saw closed schools as a leverage point to get more money and benefits.
And then because the media and a lot of the population heard Trump want to open the schools, they went along with the teachers' unions.
So, adding to the incredible sins of the mainstream media, covering up for China, for instance, for months and months and months, we now have an epidemic of child suicide because they're socially isolated, they couldn't go to school, even though all the science said they should be, because the teachers' unions saw the children as leverage to get more money and more benefits, and those who suck at the teat of the public employee unions on the left side of the aisle were more than happy to enforce those inhumane dictates no matter the cost. I will go no further because we'll all get so freaking pissed we won't be able to go on with our day. A cheery note about America's teenagers coming up after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe.
Also need to tell you about an invisible sculpture that sold for a lot of money. And if you want...
Was it real money or invisible money? Because I'll pay a million invisible dollars for that invisible sculpture.
And if you want Anthony Scaramucci or Kimberly Guilfoyle to give your husband a call on his birthday,
I don't, but go on.
I can make that happen for you, so stay tuned for that also.
Excellent. Speaking of SimpliSafe, you remember the feeling of being tucked into bed as a kid, having the arms of somebody you love around you, safe and secure, and that's the feeling of security that the people of SimpliSafe Home Security make a priority to give you.
SimpliSafe makes it so easy. It takes about 2 minutes to customize a system on their website when you go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. And then in about a week, you're going to get the thing. You're going to be able to set it up in about 30 minutes. By the way, if you have any problems whatsoever, you can get a hold of somebody really easy from SimpliSafe who will walk you through the whole process. Then they're going to have a person with expertise you need ready to help 24/7 setting up the system and protecting you once the system is set up.
Yep, it's the people at SimpliSafe that really take it to the next level. So go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong, customize your system. It takes about 2 minutes. Get a free security camera for using the code. 60-day risk-free trial, nothing to lose. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong, a free, super cool security camera. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Now, if you want Donald Trump Jr., to record a custom video for your dad, your wife, whoever's a big Trump fan.
Oh, a video? Huh.
An actual video. It costs you $500. For $500, he'll record a message for you. That's a pretty cool present. A little pricey. Kimberly Guilfoyle, $200. A little cheaper. You're still in the Trump orbit. You got a Trump fan in your life.
Sure. She's Don Jr.'s squeeze at this point, right?
Sean Spicer, $199.
Spicy. Wow. Can he like go off and on a rant, or is he just going to say, hey, Joe, happy birthday. Judy wanted me to pass along best wishes. I mean, I'm not going to pay a dime for that.
George,
if I can get him to like yell and pound the table,
I barely remember who some of these people are, but they were a really big deal at the time. George Papadopoulos.
Oh, at the center of the Russian collusion hoax.
A cool C-note, $100. George Papadopoulos, you could have him call Judy on her birthday and say, hey, this is George Papadopoulos. And she would say, I think you've got a wrong number.
Unless he calls to say, I'm coming over to change the oil in your car, I'm not paying him $100.
So how about Michael Cohen? Now that...
Oh, come on now.
Now, wait a minute.
If I could get him to call and say...
What polls?
What polls? Okay.
Okay.
$100. Custom video from Michael Cohen's $100.
I'd pay $100 for a Michael Cohen video.
Okay.
Okay.
Sebastian Gorka, who we've interviewed several times.
Greetings.
That was him.
Greetings.
The last time we had him on. That's how he welcomed us when we had, I said, hello. And he said,
greetings.
Like a alien from another planet.
Like frickin' Count Dracula.
He's trying to undercut some of his former Trump friends. $99 and he'll record a custom video message.
Going a buck lower. Oh my goodness.
When he's not pitching, what is that product he's smiling with those two fellas selling? On the Fox News, I can't remember.
Walk-in tub?
Gold? It might be. It might be.
A sir. Gold walk-in tub?
Catheter. I don't know. Gold catheter.
Finally, you just say, this is all too rich for my blood. The recession and whatnot. Anthony Scaramucci, $55 a pop.
55?
Yeah.
For the mooch. He was part of the cabinet for the team for, like, what, 5 days, was it?
I thought it was at the bottom. There's one more at the very bottom.
Oh, boy.
Of the Trump orbit. If you got a Trump fan in your life and you want them to get a little Trump goodness.
Eric.
Omarosa.
Oh, jeez.
Remember her?
Trump, I'll give her $50 not to call me. A day.
Trump actually brought her into the White House briefly, remember?
Yeah.
Because she was a big star on The Apprentice. And, hey. And she was a star for being unlikable, right?
Yeah,
she was,
yeah, and dishonest.
$20 a pop.
That's generous.
Yeah, my Marosa, call somebody.
We ought to do this. Everybody's cashing in. What do you want to charge? I mean, how long? Are we talking like 20 seconds, something like that?
I got a lot of free time right now with the divorce. $5 a spot.
No, no, you're no, no. I was going to say, fitty a man at least.
Yeah, I'm just sitting around all day long.
I'd rather have 75.
I'm just sitting around all day long wallowing into my misery. I need
you're not helping.
$5 a spot.
I shouldn't have asked you on the air.
I'll call and talk to your Uncle Jim for an hour about the weather for $5.
Okay.
Wow, all right. Evidently, I need to go solo now. This is very sad.
I need something to do.
It's going to be hard to go solo with Jack undercutting you every chance he gets.
Yeah, no kidding.
Two for one Tuesdays.
You want me to listen to your cousin Jim tell about his best golf round? I'll just listen and talk and whatever for $5.
I'll co-host the show for $12,000 a year, and I'll clean the bathrooms.
They can call me Collect.
Our agent is frantically jabbing at his phone, texting Jack. Shut up. Shut up. Stop it. So if your youngster doesn't have a job, have them start looking. Could be the best time ever for teenagers to have a side job in American history. Some of the stories about what they're getting paid are crazy. We'll have that for you, among other things.
And I've got that invisible sculpture. You won't believe what it sold for.
Is that what I ran into?
You won't believe what it sold for. In the modern world, I can't wrap my head around NFTs and invisible sculptures and the whole thing. It's just, it's crazy time.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Joe Getty of the Armstrong and Getty Show here. True story. Last year for Father's Day, I decided to order my dad a big package from Omaha Steaks. It was the home run of home runs. He talks about it all the time, how great it was. Do the same thing. Go to omahasteaks.com and order Dad the Get Out and Grill assortment. It includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love, like ultra juicy burgers, plump chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and 4 10-ounce butcher's cut New York strips, aged for 30 days. Super tender, super high quality. Plus, you get 4 free New York strip
burgers with your order. These might be the best burgers you'll ever have in your life. Extra lean, a bold, intense flavor. Really, really good. My mouth is watering. Omaha Steaks, great quality. We promise. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the keyword Armstrong. Order the Get Out and Grill assortment today. Send your dad more than a gift. Send him an experience he'll love and can share with you or others. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the keyword Armstrong. Omahasteaks.com. Keyword Armstrong.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So we're going to kick off hour three. That's next hour. Something I've actually done before, a reading from this book. I was reading the 100-year marathon, but I'm guessing a lot of you didn't hear it. And it's the best example of how blind we were to Chinese ambitions up until recently. It's mind-blowing. Trust me, you'll be entertained by this story.
They knew we were in a full-on Cold War way before we did.
They've been at it for decades.
Yeah. Really. So here's some interesting news for ya. And this story from the Seattle Times unintentionally is so Seattle-ish. But they're talking about the fact that wages for high school age kids are skyrocketing. Because especially summer attractions, tourist spots, restaurants are desperate for help. And so they're talking about this Kennywood Amusement Park in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. Those with a high school diploma will earn $13 an hour as a starting wage, which is up from $9 just last year. Plus you get free passes for yourself and your family. They're fighting to hire people. The share of 16 to 19 year olds who are working hasn't been this high since 2008, and roughly 256,000 teens got jobs in April, which counted for the vast majority, by the way, of newly employed people, which is interesting because teens had suffered sharp job losses at the beginning of the pandemic. But there's an enormous boom in hiring kids. So maybe they'd gone out looking during the COVID or before it or whatever.
Is that anything?
Haven't looked for a gig.
Is it because teens aren't getting stimmy checks?
Wow, that's an interesting point.
I don't know. They don't have the countervailing force that grown-ups have.
No. I heard on NPR that countervailing forces, specific financial incentives to do something, don't have any effect. Which is an argument so idiotic it's hard to believe an adult would make it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So here's your Seattle can't help being Seattle. While employment can itself offer learning opportunities, it can come with a downside. Some educators warn that jobs could distract from school. Well, number one, it's the summer, and please, the idea that a kid working, come on. And while employment itself can offer learning opportunities, the most recent wave of hiring has been led by white teens.
Oh, boy.
Raising concerns that young people from minority groups might miss out on a hot summer labor market.
It's funny, I thought you were going to say the opposite, and it was going to be... Which shows that white teens don't need to work, and people of color do need to go out and work. So I didn't know which direction it was going to go. Either way, it was going to be a horror, obviously.
It was a tragedy, and this is a sign of systemic racism. A rising tide isn't lifting all boats, said a freaking activist numbskull.
So this is a good story. Italian artist Salvador Garu recently auctioned an invisible sculpture for $18,000.
This guy's a hero.
The initial price was set between 6,000 and 9,000 euro. Why'd you give it to me in euro? Do I look like I'm European? Huh? Am I wearing a Speedo? Am I smoking? No. The title of the invisible statue is Lo Sono, which is Italian for I
the
am.
The sucker.
Which is Italian for I am. The 67-year-old artist's sculpture is immaterial, meaning that the sculpture does not actually exist. Though he's received some critique for the sale, he argues that his work of art isn't nothing, but instead it is a vacuum. The vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy. And
can I pick up these batteries I dropped on the floor? I've seen vacuums do that before.
Hey, hey, I got one of them vacuum sculptures, too. I'll sell it to you for $5,000. It's like less than half the price.
Hey, I give you this one for $100. Practically.
You're undercutting me again.
I'll even carry it out to your car for you. I'll put it in your trunk. You don't even have to lift it because it's very heavy. The vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy, and even if we empty it and there's nothing left, according to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that nothing has a weight, said the artist. Therefore, it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles, that is, into us. Okay.
Congratulations on your several grand, sir.
You know, you can stretch that sentence of nonsense into 100 pages of nonsense if you want. That's still nonsense.
Per the instructions, because it came with some rules if you bought the statue, the sculpture must be displayed in a private home free of any obstruction in an area that is about 5 feet by 5 feet. Because the piece does not actually exist, there are no special lighting or climate requirements. Keep it between 68 and 74, or it'll melt or freeze or something.
How about I call you up and say I put it in my toilet, and now I'm pooing on it?
Reports say, reports say that the only tangible item the buyer will receive is a certificate of authentication that is signed by the artist.
All right, I have no time for this.
Does your $100 statue have one of those, Jack? I don't think so.
This makes NFTs look reasonable.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They make NFTs look like a chunk of gold.
Yeah.
Wow. I can only admire it. I can only admire it. 18 grand somebody paid for it.
I wish I had the eggs. I wish I had the cojones to unleash a scheme like this on somebody. I just don't.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.